Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Smith. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hardy Peterson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Smith. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Silvera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger, who is chasing the ball. Verdon reaches third base with a triple. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Pirates. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hardy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera strikes out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Verdon strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball towards right. Morin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Morin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0 for 1 in the game. Fries hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hardy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson strikes out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera is 0-for-1 in the game. Silvera takes first base on ball 4. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Drabowski moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peterson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skinner. The throw from Silvera and he is safe. Skinner steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Banks reaches second base with a double. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat misplays the ball. That's an error on Groat. Banks moves to third. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. Banks scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Silvera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freeze's at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze's 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski strikes out. Two outs. Hardy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Drabowski strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a pop-up towards first. Long reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Smith attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-3 in the game. Skinner bunts towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Silvera for a passed ball. Grote moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freeze is thrown out after the base hit. Grote scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Bob Speak pinch hits for Bobby Morgan. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Bob will pinch hits for Charlie Silvera. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will bunts towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Mazeroski covering, for the out. Speak moves to second. One out. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Haas pinch hits for Bobby Adams. Eddie Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.